Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy. God is worthy. Oh, our God is worthy to be praised. Father God, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day, another day that you have allowed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for your divine protection over our lives as we slept and as we slumbered, and how you have commanded us, Father, to enter into a new day for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. For Father, it is you who declared that if we would confess our sins, that you would be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our iniquities. So it is with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving that we embrace the gifts of this day with joy, new mercies, Father. And now we give the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you over, over, and over again. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, 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 and you, and you, and you too. Amen. Glory be to God. We welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, Jesus Christ is the King, Jesus Christ is everything. Amen. We decree it, we declare it, we declare it, we decree it, and it is so. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Please have a seat at the table. Enjoy the meal. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We thank God for this platform that affords us the opportunity to come together, in as much as there is no time and distance in the spirit. So you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen and amen. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Find out more about our ministry, all that we are doing, amen, all that we are tending to do, will do, have done, amen, and God gets the glory for all of it, amen, amen, and amen. We are still, amen, examining, amen, our spiritual armor. Our spiritual armor is necessary. It's necessary for daily living. It is necessary. If it wasn't necessary, God wouldn't have given it to us. He wouldn't have done it. He has other things to do. He has better things to do. God doesn't play games. God doesn't waste time. God is outside of time. Time is made for us, not for God. Amen. God is eternal. And what God did, amen, to bless us with the gift of time, because indeed time is a gift. It is the one thing that we all have in common on planet Earth. See, we're all running out of time. We're running out of time. Every day that we wake up is a blessing, and every day that you wake up is one day closer to the grave. See, because that's the direction that we're all going. Amen. But it's not a sad thing. Don't have to be a bad thing. Amen. It could be a good thing. Amen. When you live right. Amen. And so to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. In the book of Ephesians chapter number 6, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10. And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking a shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. We have been exploring, amen, just enough to whet your appetite. We hope that you're hungering to the point where you're doing your own study, your own research, going deeper into this armor of God that he has given to every born-again believer. Beloved, amen. Actually, this course on our spiritual armor, it's really a Bible course. I mean, we really need to really take weeks to really break this down, to get into it. Amen. But we're trying to just water your appetite because of the lack of time that we have on this platform. Amen. Just to give you an overview. Amen. And you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. Why? Because we move from faith to faith and we move from glory to glory. And it is God's will, amen, for his children not to be ignorant. See? Ignorant, sometimes we look at ignorant as a word that's related to ethnicity, okay, and other things. The definition of the word ignorant, beloved, means that you don't know. See, you don't know. You was ignorant of this situation. What he's saying, I did not know that. That's all the word ignorant means. See, you didn't do better because you didn't know how to do better. You was ignorant. So God does not want us ignorant of his word. He wants us to be knowledgeable. See, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, not fear. When God says the fear of the Lord, he doesn't want us to be scared of him. He's not talking about that. He's talking about reverence, that type of fear. See, amen. So we bless the Lord. So, we sort of, amen, looked on. We want to look today, amen. We sort of touched base on it already. We want to look at it again, amen. And it's very, very important, especially now that we're in day two of our three-day consecration. We're in day two, beloved, and you can expect some attacks against your mind. You can expect the devil to speak to you. You can expect the devil to try to talk you out of something. Amen. Good for the Lord's kingdom. You can expect it. You can expect him to get on the phone or email or text and say, hey, I changed my mind. So that's what the devil works. See, that's why you should always pay attention to your first mind. See, because the Lord speaks in that first mind. But now here comes the devil to challenge what the Lord is. Amen. Is telling you and challenge the words, the Lord's word challenge. But when we have our helmet of salvation on, amen. And so, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you, amen, to take a moment to consider the perfect balance that exists in the armor of God. Now, God has given us three weapons. You might want to jot this down for those of you taking notes. Amen. Come back to it. We listen. Take some notes. Why? Because we're being taught. Amen. Any man be in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, which means now we are coachable, teachable. Okay? God gives us, amen, three different types of weapons. Okay? He gives us offensive weapons and defensive weapons. We're on the offensive and the defensive. And God gives us one neutral weapon. Okay? Now, what are the defensive weapons? The defensive weapons, beloved, is the breastplate, the shield that we spoke on yesterday, and the helmet. Those are our defensive weapons. These are weapons that protect you and give you confidence and assurance so you can move forward into your spiritual growth. Now, God also gives us three offensive weapons. Those are the shoes, the sword, and the lance. See, these are weapons that enable you to enforce and demonstrate Satan's already secured defeat. Satan's already defeated. See, but beloved, amen, we have to enforce the decrees. And this is why God gives us the offensive weapon. And then, as we spoke on earlier on, we have the neutral weapon, and that is the loin belt. See, the loin belt represents the word of God. It is the central piece of our armor that holds all of these other pieces together. And without this central piece, without this belt, beloved, in our spiritual armor, the written word of God, see, the other pieces of our armor cannot function properly in your life. So we need all of this. Glory be to God. So let me remind you that all of these pieces of our weaponry comes from God. To walk in them and to see them work in your personal life, however, mandates that you live in the presence of God. It ain't going to happen anyhow. This is not for the mediocre Christian, the carnal Christian, the grab it and blab it, name it and claim it Christian. No, we're talking about a Christian, amen, who has decided to make Jesus Christ Lord. Disciples, followers, amen, of the gospel. And just as you draw your power and your nature from God, so also you must draw your spiritual weaponry from him. He is the source of origination for everything that you have. Everything. Every good and every perfect gift coming from above, including your spiritual armor. This is not nothing you can go in your sewing room and tack together. This is not nothing you can go into the warehouse and manufacture. This comes from God. Amen and amen. Beloved, just as you draw your power and your nature from God, so also you must draw your spiritual weaponry from him. And we want to thank God for that helmet of salvation. Let me tell you something. The same way the belt is the most important gift, okay, we found out yesterday that that shield of faith, amen, has to be lifted up, amen, not on the ground, amen, but we got to lift that up and be covered, amen, with the shield of faith. But in the same vein, when we look at that helmet of salvation, beloved, that is the most gorgeous piece of our weaponry that God gave us. Glory be to God. How the Holy Spirit compares a piece of weaponry, amen, like this to our salvation. Because your salvation is the most gorgeous
the most elaborate and the most ornate gift that God ever gave you. Paul calls this marvelous gift the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Glory be to God. When a person is confident of his salvation, and when he is walking in the powerful reality of all that salvation means for him, that person is noticeable. Oh, you notice them. Same way you see somebody walking down the street. Oh, don't that lady got on a pretty hat? She noticeable. I love men in hats, too. Oh, wasn't he sharp in that brim? See, that hat brings attention to you. So it is in your salvation. Glory be to God, you're noticeable when you're walking in your confidence, when you are fully persuaded, amen, the confidence of your salvation, amen, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You live in God and God lives in you. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. The oneness of God. The oneness. I'm telling you, glory be to God, God broke that thing and took that thing to a different level for me on yesterday. And he gave me the analogy of a husband and a wife. A husband and a wife, amen, evolved into intimacy. And their moments of sexual intimacy, the husband is in the wife, and the wife is in the husband. Woo! And God said, that's how it is with you and me. That's how it is with you and me. That's how it is when we abide in him and his word abide in us. The same way that husband and wife is one, you one with God. Hey, my God, can't touch that. Can't touch that. Blessed are those who know it. That you know you somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know who you are and you know whose you are. Beloved, to face the adversary without the helmet of salvation is the equivalent of spiritual suicide. You can't do it. And too many so-called Christians, because they're ignorant, unknowledgeable, untaught, you know, they have the zeal, don't have the knowledge, and you think that, you know, you can do this thing in your own strength. No, 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 no. Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You can do nothing. If Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. I think he meant what he said and said what he meant. See? And so, beloved, amen, our helmet, amen, is our salvation. If your salvation, like a helmet, is not worn tightly around your mind, the enemy will come to chop the multiple benefits and blessings of your salvation right out of your belief system. He will whack away at your spiritual foundation, trying to tell you that healing is not for you. God meant that, but God didn't mean it for you. Deliverance is not for you. Your preservation of your mind is not of you. See? And soundness, they're not really a part of Jesus' redemptive work on the cross, man. That ain't real. That ain't for you. See? And if you don't have on that helmet of salvation, the devil will work you over. Work you over to the point, beloved. Let me tell you something. You'll start asking questions. Well, I wonder why God ain't did it yet. Well, I don't know. Maybe God don't hear my prayer. Well, maybe God didn't mean it for me. Maybe suffering is part of my inheritance. I had somebody tell me that. The devil don't work him over so long he really thinks that he was born to suffer. And that's how the devil works at your mind. He'll work at your mind. You know this fasting thing, just something. You know, they ain't got nothing to do. They need to go get a life. Now, you know this. You know it don't take all this. You know you can get a prayer through without fasting. What? Eat? No, you go ahead and eat. No, see? You know the devil going to work you over. See? And the more he worked it over, beloved, amen, hallelujah, it's just an indication of how close you are to making something happen in the Lord's kingdom. That's the devil's M.O. That's what the devil comes to do. He comes to attack your mind. What? You're going to be a blessing to the church. You're going to be a blessing to the ministry. You're going to be a blessing to your pastor. You're going to be a blessing to Pastor Bradford. No. No. Let him go out there and get two jobs. No, you ain't got to do all that. See? Oh, he working you over. He working you over. He working you over. What? He wants to interfere in what God wants to do for you. He wants to interfere. Glory be to God. Why? Because you talking about lifting up Jesus and lifting up his kingdom and lifting up somebody. Satan ain't down with that. You believe in God for the salvation of your children? No. That's most of the time when the children going to act worse. See? Why? Because Satan don't want you to believe it. He don't, anything you believe in God for, he going to test it. He going to come in. He going to work again. The same way he did Adam and the same way he did Eve in the garden. Now, come on, Eve. Come on, Eve, with your fine self. Now, Eve, come here, baby. Come here. Listen to me. Now, you really think. Now, you know, is God good, Eve? Yeah, he good. All right. Now, Eve. You really think God going to withhold something from you? You really think you can't touch that tree, Eve? Now, come on, Eve. Didn't everything God make is for you, Eve? Now, do you really think, now, surely God didn't mean it. You misunderstood, Eve. You misunderstood. Work that girl over. We all know how long it took. We all know if it was one conversation or many conversations, but the devil didn't quit till he got his way. And guess what? He ain't going to quit talking to you till he get his way. Well, you know, I was thinking, I guess you is right. That do make sense. Yeah. See, the devil wants you to make sense of stuff. He wants you to use your own intellect. Did it make sense to walk around the Jericho wall 7 times? Now, come on, baby. That wasn't no 5-minute walk. That wasn't no brisk walk. Some of you go out and walk 10, 15 minutes a day. No, it wasn't that kind of walk. Did that make sense? And on the 7th day, they walked around, amen, 7 more times. Nah, you right. That don't make sense. We ain't got to do all that. We ain't got to pray like that. No. I don't think God know I got my bills to pay. I can't give God no 10%. Matter of fact, I can't give God nothing. God understands. You right, Satan. You right. You ain't going to say you right, Satan. See, you going to think it's you talking. Yeah, you right. You right, because I know so-and-so. They look like they doing pretty good, and they don't never give God nothing. See, you're swaying now. You're swaying. The devil said, keep on swaying, baby. Yeah, because you're going to tip over in a minute. And you know what? And the devil take you there and leave you there. He take you there and leave you there, abandon you. That's how he works. See, because you didn't tighten up that helmet. That helmet, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have to keep that helmet of salvation on. Satan knows that your mind is the control center for your life. He knows that if he can seize control of your thought life, he can then begin to extend his influence to all the other areas of your life. And from this position of control, he will try to manipulate your emotions. He will try to send sickness and disease to attack your body and so on and so forth. And so, beloved, this is why God, in order to protect us from Satan's attacks and from the wiles of the devil, God has given us a helmet of salvation. And the fact that Paul likened salvation to a helmet means that we must learn. Somebody write that word down. Learn about our salvation and find out all that it includes inside and out. See, sometimes we don't want to go in and find out what it includes. Here's sign right here, Miss Bradford. You ain't read no dotted line. You didn't read this fine print. You ain't read nothing. You just sign right here. You never even took a couple minutes, amen, to read it, to find out, amen, what is included and what's not included. Hey, so there'll be no surprises. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, we must spend time studying what the Bible has to say about healing. We must spend time studying what the Bible has to say about our deliverance from evil powers. We must spend time studying our redemption and its beneficial consequences in our lives. We got to spend time, beloved. Hallelujah. We already know the devil loves to play games with our, the devil likes to play mind games. I know a couple people like that. Some of you might know some people like that. They think they're smarter than everybody else. Matter of fact, one of them confessed. If you listen to people long enough, you'll find the truth. And people that play mind games think they're smarter than you. See? And they real smooth, like the devil, amen. But, amen, they play mind games. Guess what? That's how the devil like to do it. Oh, the devil ain't going to knock on your door with two red horns, amen, and a pitchfork, and a black outfit, and some missing teeth. He ain't coming like that. He know you too smart for that. But he want to play mind games. See, opposing the word of God, challenging the word of God. See, and the devil don't have enough strength to make you do it. Stop lying and saying the devil made you do it. The devil ain't make you do nothing. The devil can't make a child do it. You did it because you wanted to do it. Because the Bible says greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. The devil can't make you do nothing. See? But you got to know it, beloved. Hallelujah. And so we already spoke a couple days ago, amen, about the strongholds. We'll tie that back in on a future date. Lord's willing, amen. Glory be to God. But, beloved, just like invisible walls, strongholds are rooted in people's minds and people's emotions to keep others from getting too close to them. See? Not only do the devil want to separate you from God and God's word, he want to separate you from God's people. You can always tell when a Christian is backsliding. You can always get the signs. Because the first sign is they don't want to be around church folks no more. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to call in for prayer. They just want to be separated from God's people. That's one of your first signs that that person is backsliding. Glory be to God. And you got to really buckle in for them and pray that they don't go too far. Or, as Jesus told Peter, when thou art converted, the devil decided to sift you as wheat, he told Peter. He said, but I have prayed that and when thou art converted, thou wilt strengthen thy brother. Some people just going to backslide. That's just part of it. We got to pray, amen, that in their backsliding, they won't slide to the grave. Amen. God's grace and mercy will catch them before they get to the graveyard. They'll be converted. They'll be strengthened. And they'll come back stronger than they were before with a greater testimony. See? You can't change nobody's mind. You can't help nobody who already made up their mind. You can't do it. See, so that's why I put it out here. We're going to be fasting. Some of you already made up your mind you weren't going to be fasting anyhow. That's okay. That's between you and God. Some of you in for it. All right. Same thing. Amen. In our Christian walk. Somebody already made up their mind. They're going to get what they want. They want that date. They want that thing. They want that man. They want that woman. They want that sex. They want that money. They want that position. And they done made up their mind. It ain't a cotton-picking thing you can do. Nothing. Because you know why? Ain't nothing they can do for you when you make up yours. See, if you didn't make up your mind, you could be easily talked out of it. Glory be to God. But for person, guess what? Even God can't do it. If that's the case, everybody in the world would be saved. Everybody in the world would be saved if God could do it. God can't do it. See? And we say, well, pray that my niece be saved. No. We ain't praying that because God ain't going to save your niece. Now, I tell you what we will pray. We'll pray that God will help your niece and give your niece the will to be saved. Because when they have the will to be saved, now they're giving God something to work with. There's a saying in corporate America, beloved, amen, that we adopted, amen, and I still repeat it because it's the truth. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So the person already made up their mind they want to do this, right? And you come and you want to talk to them and plead with them and pray for them, okay? As soon as you walk out that door, they're going to go back and do the thing they said they was going to do. Because they didn't change their minds yet. They didn't change their minds. See? Beloved. Hallelujah. And this is how we have to be with the devil. The devil know when you're serious or not. When you tell the devil, get out of your face. When you tell the devil, Lord, the devil, I rebuke you. The devil knows which ones of us are serious about serving God and which ones who not. That's why he up in your face. It's like a woman that's enticing a man, and he's trying to be faithful to his wife. No, no, no. But she know your no don't mean no. She know your no don't mean no. So she coming to the office or wherever, and she wearing the clothes and got on the makeup and got on the perfume and all up in your face because she know your no don't mean no. Huh? And what? And we know how that story ends. See? And guess what? The devil know when your no don't mean no either. But if you have on that helmet of salvation, beloved, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. And you can hold on to the word of God. Even when you want to say yes, you still say no and let your no be no. Whilst you're holding on, amen, to the power of God. His promises are yes and amen. You know that you can do this thing through Christ. Yes, you're feeling a little weak right now, but guess what? You're going to be all right. Because you are more than a conqueror. Because since there's no failure in God's word, glory be to God, you're going to be all right. See? Tell that devil to get out your face. Hey, look. Huh. Let me tell you something. I'm glad walls can't talk because I done gave the devil a couple choice words. No, you didn't, Pastor Bradford. Yes, I did. I ain't going to tell you what I told him, but he know what I told him. Yeah. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Beloved, the logical mind, although necessary and wonderful, we thank God that we have the gift of logic and you know everything has to be logical to us. Okay, we thank God for that. But let me tell you this, for you logical people out there, your logical mind will work against your spiritual life every time unless it is submitted to the control of the Holy Spirit. We have to submit our minds to the control of the Holy Spirit. I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12 and 1. You got to give God your mind. You got to give God your emotions. You got to give God your body. You got to give God your money. You got to give God your relationships. You got to give everything to him. Freely. See? Everything. Hallelujah. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Commit your life unto the Lord. That's the only safe place to be. Oh, baby, let me, you can't go hanging out and partially dressed. You can't go partially dressed. And you know what? And I'm not making any excuses for these men. God knows I'm not making no excuses because they need more self-control. But now, saints. Okay, so the guy's sitting there minding his business. Here come this woman walking past, got everything hanging out. Big boobs, erected, no bra, big butt, big thighs, small waist, got everything hanging out. Ain't got no clothes on, tattoo here, tattoo there, and he want to pinch it. He want to pinch it. Now they want to send him to jail. And she flaunting around almost butt naked. Why are you advertising what's not for sale? Girl, you see why we got to pray? You see why we got to pray, beloved, for our men and our women? Glory be to God. You must lay hold of your mind and tell it to submit and listen to what the word of God has to say. This is why fasting is important. Because you got to tell your mind, shut up, and we're going to hear what God has to say. Frida, you talking enough. Shut up. Figure this out. Figure that out. Figure that out. You don't know. If you could figure stuff out, you would have had it figured out by now. You got to tell your flesh to shut up. Because God is speaking, and God has something to say. That's why you got that helmet of salvation. Beloved, you're in control. Believe it or not. If it's to be, it's definitely up to me. And when a stronghold in the mind remains unchallenged, it will eventually turn into a serious case of oppression. When a strong knowledge of your salvation is wrapped around your mind, you will never again fall prey to the devil's deceptive tactics. You see the devil coming. You see him coming. It ain't a surprise. See? And you can stop him from coming because you already see him down the street. See? And you cutting that road off right away. You cut. It is under. This road is under construction. Because you see the devil coming. You see him coming in your family. You see him coming. You see him coming. See, you don't wait for him to get there. See, we're preparing. We're watching and praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're not going to fall to the devil's tricks no more. You got me once, shame on me. Huh? You try to get me twice, shame on you. No, I ain't going down like that no more. I learned from that experience. I ain't making that mistake no more, and God is able to help me stand. That's why he says stand, and after you've done all the stand, keep on standing. Glory be to God. Beloved, we got to know who we are. We got to know who we are. And we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for our armor, our armor, our armor. And when you walk in your helmet of salvation, as I close, you begin to think like God thinks. You begin to reason like God reasons. And you believe like God believes. And you act like God acts. Beloved, God says, glory be to God, that his ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say you couldn't have them. He didn't say you couldn't have them. He just said you just got to come up higher. Come on, somebody. God intends for every cell in your mind to be dominated by your new birth, not by cocaine and weed and alcohol and ungodly thoughts. God intended for your thoughts to be dominated by his word. But you got to put on that helmet of salvation. Keep it on. Keep it tight. Don't give the devil no room and no legway because he's a liar and the father of lies and ain't no truth in him. Amen and amen. So today, beloved, is day number 2. Amen. We'll be fasting until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., we want to have a special call right here on the same number. Call in at 6 o'clock as we break fast. Even if you didn't do the whole 3 days, amen, whatever. Amen, hallelujah. Don't be condemned. God knows your heart. Amen. He's going to reward you for what you do. Okay, what are our petitions today? Today, we are praying to destroy evil and satanic mindsets over this generation. We are praying for those who are demon-possessed. We are praying for families, married families, single families, families, period. We are praying for the protection of our babies and children. We are praying for the unemployed. We are praying for the poor and the homeless, the sick and the shut-in. We are praying for marriages, and we are praying for singles. We are praying for our churches and our ministries. We are praying for those who have been diagnosed with mental illness. We are praying for the incarcerated, criminals, the innocent and the guilty ones. We are praying for salvation, that people will be open up their hearts and receive Christ as Lord and Savior, even the ones you done sent to hell. Glory be to God. Praying for their salvation. We are praying for infirmities, diseases, cancer. That cancer is a demon. They say heart disease is the number one killer. I think cancer is number 3. But I don't care. Jesus is Lord over all of it. And this is what we are fasting for today. So we're on an absolute fast. No food, no drinks. Okay? If you have to drink, then drink. You got to drink some water, drink some water. You got to drink some, glory be to God, somebody said something about coconut water or Gatorade, drink it. If you feel like you're going to fall and fast out and I'm going to die if I don't eat, baby, go sit down and get yourself something to eat. All right? Just go ahead and do it. All right? But you best believe the devil going to make you think that that's what's about to happen, because as soon as you bite into that food, you're going to feel bad and the devil going to laugh. The devil said, all I had to do was show you a chicken wing. And that's how easy it is for the devil for some of us. So how are we going to fight the devil off and all he got to do is show us a chicken wing? How are we going to go on warfare with the devil and all he got to do is show us a cream cheese bagel? All right, so this is where we are. Amen. For all those who can, all those who will in Radio Land. Amen. 3 days of fasting for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Tomorrow, our last day, we pray for the nation on yesterday. We're praying for our community today. Tomorrow, we'll be praying for our own personal lives. Our own personal lives. Amen. And we'll run those petitions by you a little bit later on. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That helmet of salvation. Thank God for it. If the Lord tarry tomorrow, ooh, hallelujah, we move forward to that sword of the Spirit. My God, my God, my God. All right, if the Lord tarry, hallelujah, he might want to say something different, but whatever he wants to say is all right with us. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, you can't wear a helmet. There's no helmet for you to wear until you give Jesus your life. You can go from store to store, shop to shop. There's no helmet for you to wear until you give Jesus Christ your Lord, your life. And then there's a helmet of salvation for you that will protect you from the wiles of the devil. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. It's as simple as that. It is the beginning of your walk with Christ. You are born again in the Lord's kingdom, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. All right, so repeat after me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those of you, amen, that want to give Jesus your life, you don't have to have on any special colors. You don't have to wait till Saturday or Sunday. You don't have to be on your knees. No, just make sure, amen, you're speaking out of your heart and out of your mouth. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now and believe on your son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins, to take me to heaven when I die, and to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Please send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Send us out a regular mail. If you like the old-fashioned way, it's good with us. We like old-fashioned, too. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. And Jesus Christ is Lord. We'll be meeting today at 12 o'clock at the altar of prayer and back at 9 p.m. tonight. Amen. Come on. Some of you listening out there that never called in, you're welcome to call in. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Amen. 385-799-9729. Call in at the top of the hour. Amen. And if you just want to listen, that's fine. If you want to speak, that's fine. Amen. Whatever you want to do, as long as we're giving glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Father, we thank you for the helmet of salvation. We just ain't listening to the devil no more. We ain't listening. The more he try to talk to us, Father, the more he draws us to closer to your word. Father, we want to hear what you got to say on the subject, because that's the only thing that matters. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time as we go out today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father, any type of calamity, we cancel it right now. And we declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, it will not come to pass. God, you see our prayer petitions today as we are interceding. We are not playing. Anytime somebody volunteer to turn their food, now some people don't eat because they can't eat. They're too sick to eat or they have no food in the house to eat. But Father God, anytime we volunteer to turn our plate down, you know we're serious. You know we're serious. And we say thank you, Father, for helping us. Helping us not to show off, not to brag, not to tell somebody what we did, Father. But you see all, you know all. And we say thank you for it. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Blessings to each and every one of you. Meet you at the altar. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow on our third and final day of consecration. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. If you can't do what you want to do, do the best you can and watch God help you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Want to receive now the mass choir as they sing Magnify Him featuring Lucretia Campbell.